The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Boys and Girls Home Family Services, serving the Siouxland community since 1894. Let me introduce my co-host, Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am great. How about you?
I'm just doing fine. How was your holiday weekend?
It was very relaxing, kind of low-key. And you?
That's the way it's supposed to be, very relaxing and low-key. So no regrets, and it was a good one. It's amazing how a little bit of rain and sunshine turns the whole place green.
Yes,
so it's
yes.
Really, it's really nice coming into that nice time of year. We are dedicating 2023 to families and the stress they are facing daily. May was Mental Health Awareness Month. Did you learn anything new? How about your mental health? How about a checkup from the neck up? Brenda, would you please introduce today's topic?
Yeah, I think one of the key things in anybody's life is really kind of evaluating where you are with your mental health and how can you improve. And sometimes we struggle, and sometimes it's a little more than just struggling through the day. And so you have to really kind of pause, take a moment, and really maybe ask yourself some questions. Take a few minutes, sit down, and really give some honest, heartfelt answers on how you're doing. And so we want to talk today about some questions that you can ask yourself and really decide, you know, maybe therapy would be a good thing for me. I think all about relationships and families, and, you know, the old saying, take care of yourself first, is critical. And so today we're going to talk about some of those questions you can ask yourself.
You know, you fly on an airplane, and I have to tell you, when you get that air mask drops down, they tell you to put it on you first and the children.
Absolutely.
You're not doing well. It's not going to help anybody else. So let's do a little checkup from the neck up, and I'm going to ask you some questions, and you can kind of like ask yourself, oh, yeah, oh, no, or whatever, or nope, I am perfectly fine. So here we go. First question, how would I describe my mood overall?
Yeah, I think, you know, when people really hear that question, they may think of right at this minute. And it's really kind of over the last several moments, the last week, last month, last 6 months, overall, how am I feeling? Am I, you know, just kind of lethargic and down and just out of it? Or am I hyper aroused and anxious about everything and stress is just overwhelming? Or I'm just ticked off at the world, angry, upset, short. You know, I sit in the lines and just want to blow. Those are some hard questions, or it's a hard question sometimes if you really want to be honest with yourself. Overall, what is my mood?
Yeah, that's great where you put it. It's not just right now. Moods change. But if you have this prolonged feeling of anxiousness or depression, yeah, that's a mood change. Only you can tell when you're out of balance. And I say that out of balance because it's not a judgmental thing. It's just
right.
One of these things that it can range anything from chemical to an issue that you had that's fresh in your mind or something that really hit your values. But, you know, everybody has these feelings.
That's right.
And I just think it's important that you just check your mood out. Is this temporary? So let's go to another question. Has my mood changed over the last 6 months to a year?
Yeah, like you said, you know, moods can change by the minute, by the day. And overall, how have you been doing in the last 6 months to a year? Is it this persistent underlining mood that's just you can't shake? And it's like, what are you going to do with it? And is it working for you? You know, if you're on cloud nine, which is kind of hard to be in that mood nonstop 6 months to a year, great, more power to you. But if there are underlying things in this persistent thing that's on your mind and mood, and maybe a time to get some help and talk to someone.
I know that at Christmas time, on vacation to holiday times, when you see somebody you haven't seen for a while,
right,
and then you notice a mood change. It's not always age or getting older. It makes you want to ask them, you know, do you want to talk about something or what's going on? Or ask somebody else, do you know what's happened here? But you can notice those things if you haven't been around a person for a long time. They stand out.
Yeah, and you know, if somebody just recently had a loss, that grief can really turn into a major depression and they can't get over it. Or somebody had a trauma that experienced. Somebody could be in a car accident. It was very traumatic and they just can't get over it. And so that lingering mood, and you just, it's impacting how you're functioning, your relationships, your job, how you're enjoying your day-to-day living, and things you used to enjoy, you no longer do, or you get easily frustrated. Those are mood signs and feelings and thinking that you really should kind of pay attention to.
I'm Art Silva, along with Brenda Geisinger, and you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. Let's continue our discussion on assessing your own mental health. Okay, my level of stress and or anxiety changed recently. Let's talk about that. Is that like a temporary deal, or is that something that's long-term, could be long-term? But what are some of the things that could happen either to increase that anxiety?
So I think it can go both ways. You know, we all have moments, whether in your family life or at your work, stress can get a little tense. Or you've seen that from me.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I am over the top sometimes, but you can't stay there. And you have to learn how to come back down, come off that roller coaster and kind of even out. And if that level of stress, it can impact your health. It can impact how you're thinking and functioning and just how you relate in life and things and what you're doing. And if you can be overly anxious about things as well, and how are you responding to that? And again, everybody can get anxiety about something. I get a little anxious when I have to go on the radio show. But again, it's what you do with that and how to navigate that and cope with that and learn from it or with it. And same with stress. You know, again, like I said, everybody has stress and it's what you do with it and how you can get rid of that. You know, there's all these studies and research that shows prolonged stress impacts your heart, your blood pressure, how you sleep, all those things. So it's not a good thing to keep having.
You know, we see a lot of that stress that exists in families through our children.
Right.
They come in with that. And it's there. And, you know, if everything slides downhill, the poor kids, the most vulnerable ones, have the least ability to speak for themselves, and they're victims. So we see that stress, and that's why 2023, we want to talk about stress in families. We see it from the children's perspective. We see it from adults who come in into the family services group. The whole world is under stress. I think the first step is recognizing it, that you can, okay, this is temporary. I'm going to have to deal with this and get rid of it. But if it's constant, it will wear you down. So please, take a little, check out your stress and anxiety level. Now, what strategies do I use to manage a low mood or anxiety when they come up?
So I think everybody has their own strategies, and some are the same for people. But what are your strategies? Identify those. So when you're going through those really tough moments and you can't get through them, or you're really, really struggling on how to move past it, you really have to go to your strategies, your go-tos, and having a list of those and verbalize them, write them down so they're right there. So when you're lost for words or lost for thoughts, you have your go-to. For some people, it's drawing. For some people, it's running or crafting or going to a movie or playing the piano, gardening, which I'm a little late at doing this year. But it's all those things. What are your go-tos? And quite often, it can be just talking about it, finding someone to talk to and share what you're going through. You know, what we have learned through the years is you can't be alone, and loneliness is a hard thing. And just having that one person can make all the difference to connect with. And that can be your go-to strategy. Who is my go-to? Who's my one person, my go-to? And sometimes that's not enough.
That's so true. You know, great words. And I think as you go through and you assess these things, find out those things in your life that are driving these stresses. And the best thing you just said, Brenda, talk to somebody. You have to have that go-to. So I hope all of you go out there and find your space. You got to have a spot. You got to have a spots, plural, that you can go to in times of stress that kind of bring you down. I know for my wife was taking a car ride when I got home from work. You take the kids. And she just wanted to go to the grocery store. So I get that. So folks out there, you know, a little assessing your own mental health, look at those things and how you can make them a little better or reduce the stresses in your life. Well, we're coming up on our break right now, and we want you to enjoy your morning chill. We'll be right back with more When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 90.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, that happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Brenda Geisinger. So let's return to our topic today of assessing your own mental health. Well, in doing so, we've talked about other things. Let's move along and let's check this out. How am I functioning at work, in social relationships, and within my family?
You know, I think that's a tough question. You want to focus on the here and now, the present. You could have a bad day at work and you think, yeah, work was really bad. But we're talking about the overall again. You know, is work just a constant? I am burnt out. Something's got to change. Or your family and really taking an honest look and not get caught up in the schedules or the fight you had last night or the ongoing issue with money for the month. You really have to take a look. Are we being honest with one another? Are we open? Do we trust one another? Do we respect? And where is that journey going? You know, families, when you first get married or start that family and move in together, you know, do what you need to do as a family, how you define it, it's all fun. You're happy. Life is great. And then you kind of get into a routine. And sometimes that routine is good, but it can just kind of creep up a pattern that isn't healthy and you don't even realize it. And you really have to always have that communication with your partner and with your kids about how are we doing. Maybe once a month touching base with each other and having that honest conversation. But part of that is really taking a look at yourself and what's your role in it and how are you doing? How are you doing at work? Being honest about that and being honest with how am I participating in this family?
You know, at the work session, all of those examples are social settings. And some people have are affected by social anxiety and going out. They don't really have this. They get all tensed up and pressure when I'm with the crowd. They're all looking at me. And that's legit. You know, I have friends that I stay with, but they have that problem. So.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to help them along the way, and you know, but hopefully be a good example and loosen them up. But that's something to look at. It's just a little more than I'm shy.
Right. And like you're saying, Art, you know, you have that friend and you know that about that person and that person has confided in you. So you're able to help navigate that with them. You've developed a strategy together. And so when those moments come up, that person and your friend may feel less anxious and they're able to get through it. It doesn't make it necessarily go away, but they have a strategy to cope and work with that issue that they have faced. And part of that is sharing with one another and being open.
And it helps to set my expectations of him.
Right.
You know, it's kind of, so I know what to say, what not to say, not to put him in that situation. Hey, this is nice and easy. Look at it this way. Another question for you. How do I find pleasure in things that were pleasurable? I usually found pleasurable, but can I find that pleasure still?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're starting to identify strategies that help you cope, or you're looking at hobbies or things that you really used to enjoy and now you don't so much. You know, you used to go running and now you do it more out of an obligation or a feeling like, yeah, maybe this will help, and it's still not bringing you that pleasure or that spark back that you used to get from that activity, you may want to take a look at, is it that activity, I've outgrown it, I need to try something new, or is there something else really going on?
You know, we talk about a stress, and you know, where's that joy? Can you find that joy in your life? It might be your spot, your place, another person, but what makes you feel good? If you're not feeling good about that anymore, something's up. What happened? What changed in the environment that has caused this? Because we need each other. So, I mean, it's one of those things that you always have to make a check on. And don't be stoic about it. It'd
right.
Be tough. Hey, I got to have some fun, too. It's that balance in life. You got to have that joy. So, please, everybody ask yourself, am I getting any joy? Where is my joy? If you don't have it, you got to call the Joy Factory. That's 293-4700. And Family Services will talk to you. You got to find some joy. Brendan, another question for you. Has anything in my mental status changed? Am I having problems with memory, reality testing, confusion, concentration?
So sometimes we get kind of stuck in that stinking thinking.
Analysis paralysis.
That's right. And you just start ruminating on thoughts and you start telling yourself a narrative. And you can start finding things out in your world or your experiences that support that negative thought. And you just kind of go down that rabbit hole. And it's really, is this real? Or is it not real? You got to start really taking an honest look. What is going on? People can have problems with their memory. And sometimes they may not know or notice because they're having memory issues. And again, if you say, you know, it's one thing, it comes with age. You can go in the kitchen and where did I put my car keys and get a little flustered, you know, or lose your phone. I just lost my phone this weekend for a couple hours in total panic. But we're talking about more of the day to day, or you can't remember certain functions or certain memories. And you're just kind of really struggling. You should probably go see someone, whether it's your physician, your family doctor, or talking to a therapist. And it's not necessarily to say you have dementia, but you should rule out other health issues. But depression and stress and anxiety can also cause memory issues. You can just get so overwhelmed and your brain can't keep it all together.
You're boggled. You just can't separate everything. And it's a tough deal. But like you said, some of it might be part of a natural aging process. But a lot of times people may start thinking, oh, I can't remember this. They want to go, oh boy, I'm going down the road now. Not the case. You know, cognitive skills are still there. Maybe you just should talk with someone to find out, how do I separate, you know, the reality from what I really want to do? What's holding me back? So I think you could have a great talk with someone, and that would really help you. Okay, the last question. This is coming up because we're seeing more and more of it, unfortunately. Have I had any thoughts of wanting to kill myself or someone else in the last few months?
This question, it's a hard one. And I think people really don't want to admit that, especially out loud to someone. We are not the bionic woman or the million-dollar man. And we really need to pause. And if you are having those thoughts, get help. It is okay. People care about you. And you are needed in this world, and we all have a purpose. And if you have thought about hurting yourself or committing suicide, please, please go get help. It is, you know, to your own benefit, but to all those that you love, and you just can reach out. You can call 911. You can call us at Boys and Girls Home Family Services, 293-4700. There are people out there that are willing to listen. And again, it's a hard question, and people don't necessarily want to admit that, or they put it in the, yeah, I didn't really mean that. If you have had any of those thoughts, it's okay. It's what you do with that and getting the help. Get help.
Get help. Really, I noticed the increase with veterans and suicide. So please get help. Talk with someone to value your life. So low moods and levels of anxiety and other mental health problems can make it difficult for folks to be successful in all areas of life. Mental illness can make relationships tough to navigate and work hard to manage. In assessing the state of your mental health, be sure to look at the various roles you play: parent, partner, friend, employee, and take note of how you are doing in each of these roles. Is there anything getting in the way of how well you are performing the tasks in your life? So this is a little self-assessment for you today. We're coming up towards the end of our show, and every week we end our show with a joke. Humor is medicine for the soul. So I stole one from Rodney Dangerfield, and here we go. I told my wife the truth. I told her I was seeing a psychiatrist. Then she told me the truth. She said she was seeing a psychiatrist, two plumbers, and a bartender. Thank you, Rodney. Okay, Brenda, thanks. And thanks to our listening audience. Shout out to Tony Michaels. He moves on to the next chapter of his life. He'll be missed. Don't forget to visit the new and improved Stuff Store. New stuff arriving daily. Stuff is located in the former Indian Hills Shopping Plaza, the new home of the Jeannie Peterson Behavioral Health Campus. Boys and Girls Home and Family Services is now hiring teachers and therapists for the upcoming school year. Give us a call at 293-470 if you are interested. When Things Aren't Going Well, we'll air next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ. Our topic will be celebrities destigmatizing mental health. Your homework this week is go out and have a good laugh. Remember, be kind to your mind. Peace.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.